Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Nun Ches, Nazir 58b, pagination 116, counting up from the bottom of the page, about 12 lines at the end of a line, a two dots with the words Amar Rav. Our Gemara is making reference to a pasuk in the Torah, Parshas Kisetze, that's Chumash Devarim, Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Hey, chapter 22, verse 5, which states, Lo yiyech li gever al isha, the garment of a man shall not be on a woman, v'lo yubash gever simlas isha, and a man should not wear the clothing of a woman. Kisuavas Hashem Elokecha kol ose eile, because it's considered disgusting to act in such a behavior. Now, at face value, what the pasuk seems to be saying is there's a prohibition of cross-dressing, of male-female exchange of clothing. And in the most provocative and applicable sense, we're talking about to'eva, where a man, for example, is dressing as a woman in order to get a thrill of mingling with the opposite gender. And likewise, a woman cross-dressing as a man, likewise, a thrill to be among the opposite gender. In halacha, it could very well be that this would be true even if the person did not go so extreme in terms of cross-dressing. Simply the fact that they're wearing an article of clothing that belongs distinctly to the other gender is itself a provocation, a joke, a thrill, and on some level would be prohibited. Interestingly, the Rama in Hilchos Purim mentions that there was such a thing as putting on a garment of the opposite gender in Purim costumes. Perhaps a man decided to dress up as Queen Esther, either as a costume or as part of a play. And in such a case, as long as it was clearly identifiable that the man is a man and the woman is a woman, we're not going so far as to fake out the gender. We're simply adding an article of clothing. Then, because of Simchas Purim, there are those that would permit it. Similarly, I believe that's the practice when girls, for example, put on a play and they need someone to play the role of rabbi or father of the family, they will continue wearing regular clothing that they're accustomed to. She'll still wear a dress, for example, but she might put on an article of clothing, in some plays a strimal or whatever makeup to give the impression that she has a beard, but she's still dressed as a woman, identifiable as such, and that probably finds its source in these laws of Purim, Simen Tov Resh Tzadi Vav, in Orach Chaim, where the Rama permits it, at least according to one approach, because of Sechok in a permissible way. Again, there could be schok that's forbidden because it's a provocation, it's a thrill, it's leitzanus, and one would have to know which rule to apply in a specific application. In addition to the concept of cross-dressing and those issues, there is also the topic which is also mentioned by Rashi over here and is the topic of our Gemara, which is Shelo Yosir Sa'ar Ha'erva U'Sa'ar Shel Beis HaShechi. it was considered common custom that it was a feminine behavior to remove the hair of the underarms and of the private area, and that was a practice specifically of women and not of men. And therefore, if a man would do it, it would be this prohibition, whether it's biblical or rabbinic, but it would be included in this prohibition. Now, the concept of extrapolation from a pasuk is important to appreciate, even on a biblical level. For example, the pasuk, when it describes arayus, forbidden sexual relationships, it describes it with the word lo yishkav, person shouldn't sleep with the other person. And we understand it doesn't mean sleeping, it means relations, just that the Torah is describing it in a clean way. Similarly, when the pasuk over here says you shouldn't wear, a man should not wear the clothing of a woman, it's not just the clothing of the woman, it's to conduct himself in adorning himself in the mannerisms of the woman. And there are a significant number of restrictions that are included in this, including, as we're mentioning, removing hair in certain parts of the body, if that indeed is the custom of the women and not of the men of that generation. Likewise, it's mentioned that in previous generations, men did not look in a mirror. So then in such a generation, where only the women looked in mirrors to beautify themselves and men did not, then for a man to conduct himself in that way would be the way of the women and would be prohibited. If trends change and men do look in mirrors, then such a restriction no longer applies because the behavior is not gender specific. Likewise, we have an interesting question regarding a young person who has white hairs. So by women, it's common for them to dye or take other action regarding the white hairs. Whereas among men, at least traditionally, it was not considered something objectionable. And therefore, for a man to take action was considered a feminine behavior and is recorded, at least historically, as being restricted. And that's the general approach that we use in our time as well. Taking a look at our Gemara, Amar Rav, Rav said, Mekel Adam kol gufo besar, a man is allowed to shave himself with a razor. It's talking about beneath the head, from the neck down. But nevertheless, the use of a razor, even though it doesn't have to do with the shaving issue, is still objectionable to the Gemara. Meisvei, we ask, Hamaver beis hashecha yuveso erva ha-reza loke. A man who removes the hair of the underarms or the private area would get malchus. That means a straightforward prohibition. And the Gemara answers, Habasar haba misparayim. It depends if it's being done with a razor or with scissors. In other words, the case of prohibition was the case of razor. The case that's permitted is the case of misparayim, scissors. Asks the Gemara, Vahrav nami besar kamar. If you go back to the wording that Rav described, it was razor. And the Gemara answers, Ke'en sa'ar, like a razor. It means a scissor action that works similar to the way a razor works. And we discussed this regarding shaving of facial hair, that a razor is either directly using the implement or putting on cream and then pushing it off, removing it, but removing the hair at such a close method, with such a close method, as opposed to shaving, which is a scissor action, even a sophisticated utensil, but it's still the blade going back and forth against another blade using a scissor action, and that's misparayim ke'en sar. We are really only doing a brief overview touching on these different topics, but again, these are significant topics that can be well developed in terms of halachic ramifications. One quick observation on the two topics that we touched upon. Number one, the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Pei Beis of Yoredeya writes, Mutar la'avir sar sha'or evarim b'misparayim b'chol makom. It would be permitted to remove the hair of other limbs using the scissor type method. In other words, other areas that are not the way of women. Now, in our time, the women very noticeably, it's a well-known thing. They have specific shavers that are marketed in the health industry to shave the legs, for example. So then that presumably would be considered a feminine behavior. But any part of the body where it's not a feminine behavior, a man would be allowed to do it using scissor method. Again, other ramifications of halacha can be explored with a posek. In terms of the cross-dressing issue, so the question sometimes comes up that a person remains totally dressed appropriately by gender, but the question was that sometimes a woman finds that the men's sweaters fit her better, or they're warmer, or they're better colors for what she's looking for, and there's nothing noticeable different other than it says on it, men's sweater, and it might button from the other direction. So there's a general concept that as long as the person is dressed appropriately, and it's not derech schok, it's not frivolous behavior, but rather lahagin mepnei achama otzina ukayotze bazeh, but rather just to shield themselves. They might be walking and suddenly the woman doesn't have a coat and it's a problem suddenly because it's raining. And they have a coat that's not really gender specific, but happens to be, it's a men's coat. But it's a all-weather, multi-purpose type coat. So that would be something mutter that would be permitted. It's clear that she's doing it in order to remain dry. It's not the elements that we're discussing here, and the person remains properly dressed without any frivolous activity. But again, all of these topics can be explored quite extensively, and we're just looking to touch upon them briefly. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.